Our Christmas tradition continues. It's time for Talk to Santa on Eagle 107, WEGH, Northumberland, Seelands Grove.
News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107 continue a Christmas tradition with Talk to Santa.
Talk to Santa is sponsored by Foss Jewelers, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, Gracie's Flowers and Gifts, the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, Oberdorf Carbon One, Service First Federal Credit Union, Silver Moon Furniture, Taste of Philly, and Fisher's Boston Pierogies.
Up next, boys and girls will talk to Santa and the elves at the North Pole through the Magic Radio on WKOK and Eagle 107.
So you're hungry, but you're busy. As mealtime gets closer, you feel like your day is slowly winding down. Satisfy that hunger with Taste of Philly and Seelands Grove. Pick up or have your order delivered and enjoy their own Philly cheese sauce from different cheese blends. Nothing ever comes from a can. And Bucknell and SU students get an extra 10% off your order with your school ID. Seniors also get a 10% discount. And join Ice Cold Pepsi, too, at Taste of Philly, South Water Street in Seelands Grove. Open Wednesday and Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 8, and Sunday, noon till 7. Find them on Facebook, too.
I can't wait to go to Silver Moon Furniture.
Why is that?
Well, I'm looking for a living room group, and with my purchase, I hear that they're giving each person a free lifelike Christmas tree. It will look great with the new furniture.
Great prices, I always hear.
Let's go now.
Enjoy the quality and unmatched customer service at Silver Moon Furniture in Lewisburg. Silver Moon Furniture features beautifully crafted American-made furniture. One of the things that sets Silver Moon Furniture apart from the other stores is their ability to customize your furniture with exactly the right upholstery as well as other features. Plus, you can choose from over 450 styles of upholstery, 8 types of wood. Open Monday through Friday from 9 till 5 p.m., Saturday and Sunday from 10 till 5 p.m. Silver Moon Furniture, located at 211 Silver Moon Lane in Lewisburg, across from the Silver Moon Flea Market.
And meet me at the Silver Moon.
Boys and girls, you can see Santa and Mrs. Claus this Sunday morning in person. Santa will be at the Silver Moon Flea Market, Route 15, Lewisburg, this Sunday. Moms and dads, you will love the treasures you find at Silver Moon Flea Market, too, every Sunday.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Ho, ho, ho! Welcome to Talk to Santa. I'm Ann Blugis, and I thank you for tuning in to the Magic Radio tonight. It is a Monday. Let's get your week started off properly with loads of fun with the boys and girls here around the Christmas tree with me. Hi, gang!
Hi!
We're not nervous. Why are you nervous? It's Santa Claus! And the best elves ever! You're so happy?
I'm so happy.
I'm so happy, too. And listen...
joy.
You might blow up with joy. I don't want you to blow up with joy. I want you to be happy, but I want you to sit right here, so don't blow up, okay? You're going to knock that other tooth out. All right, listen, we've got lots to tell Santa, so let's get cracking. Clear your throats. I need to hear it. Clear your throats, everybody. Okay, that works, okay? Because I'm going to count to three, and remember our special contact song for the North Pole, okay? One, two, three, hit it. Santa, 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 Santa,
Santa, Santa, Santa,
Santa, Santa, Santa,
Santa, Santa, Santa.
Good job. It was all the shoulder action, I told you. You did it, high fives.
Okay, the tree's all decorated here in the workshop, all except for the big gold star at the top. So I guess we're gonna have to use the big gold star. Here we go! There we go, all done. No explosions, no crashes, all done. Oh no! Oh no! Molly! Mistletoe! No! Don't! Not on the tree! Oh! I was so close to having it all decorated, and Holly and Mistletoe had to go crash it. Oh, well, I'll just leave it for Elmer and Edgar to clean up. see you later. I gotta go to the magic radio room. Hello, Miss Anne. How are you?
I'm wonderful now that I hear your voice. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Any tree needles all over you? I heard a little...
Sand ixnay on the re-day.
Okay. Okay. Yes.
Emma, I saw that happen, and I know it wasn't your fault.
It wasn't my fault.
It was the cat.
It wasn't.
And the dog. And, oh, my goodness, what a mess.
Oh, Mistletoe.
Never fails. Holly and Mistletoe just have to get after that tree.
They just don't listen, Santa Claus.
Oh, my goodness, though. That's the way it is with puppies.
That's true. Well, Santa Claus, it's so good to hear your voice on a Monday, December. The month of Christmas is here, Santa.
Oh, my, yes, and we're working really hard here at the North Pole to get the gifts out for all the boys and girls. And Miss Anne and Emma... A friend of ours, Matt Augustine, up near Bloomsburg, Scott Township, it listens to Santa Claus every year. And we're so happy to hear from Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Oh, my. And Matt is a twin and used to sing at Canoble's Groves. As the M&M boys. And we'd all like to wish Matt Augustine a very merry Christmas. Oh, my goodness.
Let's give him a star.
Well, Matt, there's your gold star. Ooh. Merry Christmas, Matt.
Merry Christmas, Matt. Santa, may I have the boys and girls yell Merry Christmas to Matt?
Oh, my goodness, right? Yes, he'd love that.
Merry Christmas, Matt!
Oh, that was so nice. Well, Matt, we hope you have a wonderful Christmas. And Santa Claus, I think you're going to have a wonderful hour with us on the Magic Radio.
Looking forward to it, Miss Anne.
They've got so much to tell you, and when we come back, our very first guest this evening will be Mr. Dylan Barry Probst. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK, also on Eagle 107, and you can listen to us online.
There are many reasons to join the Y. Building endurance, getting back into shape, strengthening your heart. But the Y is what you make of it, so make it your own.
My Y is a morning swim and an evening spin class.
My Y is a personal trainer who helps me realize my potential.
My Y is a community where everyone fits in.
My Y is where I learned to swim as a kid, where my daughter learned how to swim as a kid, and where my granddaughter will learn to swim as a kid.
The Y is a place for families to go together and for kids to learn that an active, healthy lifestyle can be fun. Children learn how to reach for new goals, families spend quality time together, and we all build and grow relationships that deepen our sense of belonging. When you join the Y, you're committing to more than simply becoming healthier. You are supporting the values and programs that strengthen our community. Stop in at one of our four branches located in Sunbury, Milton, Mifflinburg, and Lewisburg. Take a tour and learn more about Y programs. The Y is for a better you. The Y is for a better me. The Y for a better us.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK. And Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. My first guest tonight is Mr. Dylan Barry Probst. Well, hello, Dylan.
Hi.
I know what you're doing. You're hopping around here trying to escape the microphone, aren't you?
Well, I gotcha. You're hooked now. How are you?
Good.
Are you very excited to be here to talk to Santa and Emma?
Yeah.
Say hello and ask them how they are. Hi, Santa, how are you?
Oh, my goodness, Dylan. We are doing just fine here at the North Pole. It's cold outside, but it's very warm in here as we all work so hard making toys for the girls and boys. Oh.
Santa, say thanks for working so hard, Santa.
Thanks for working so hard, Santa.
Oh, we love to do it.
Well, Santa, Dylan has quite the fan club listening to him on the radio. He's a little rock star. And who's here in the studio with you? Who brought you here?
Mom and Dad.
And who else? Who is that pretty little girl over there?
Callie.
That's your older sister. Well, hi, Callie.
Hi, Callie.
Well, hello, Callie. Merry Christmas, Mom and Dad. Oh.
Merry Christmas.
Hi, Santa.
Well, hello.
Oh, it's so nice to have you here, Callie. Has Callie been a good girl this year?
Yeah.
See, Santa Claus? Oh, hey, what about Mom and Dad? They been good?
Yeah.
Okay. No hesitation there, Santa.
Well, we're glad to hear that.
Your grandparents, who else is listening to you on the radio? They're not here, but they're listening.
Mrs. My teacher.
Okay, your teacher. And
Nanny and Pop-Pop.
Are you trying to scare Nanny and Pop-Pop?
No.
Well, Merry Christmas to them. Did you get to spend time with them over Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
How was your turkey day?
Good.
Good. What all did you eat?
I didn't eat a lot of stuff. I didn't even eat turkey because I didn't like it, but I tasted it.
It's always good to try things, even if you don't know if you like them or not.
So you gave it a try and you didn't care for turkey?
And I had to eat my vegetables, which was peas, but I didn't like it, so I had to eat it.
Wait, now tell Emma, she likes to make sure boys and girls eat their vegetables. Did you eat your peas?
Not all of mine.
No. Do you like corn? Did you have corn?
I love corn.
Whoa. I love corn, too. How about carrots?
Do you like carrots?
Yeah.
Carrots? Okay. Carrots are good.
That's good. Did you have mashed potatoes?
I don't like mashed potatoes.
Oh, I was going to tell you, you have to put the corn on your mashed potatoes, and that is so good. Santa, back me up here. I'm sure you love it.
Oh, that's the way we serve it here at the North Pole.
Santa's making me hungry.
Oh, me too. It's dinner time. Well, Dylan, tell Santa, how old are you and what grade are you in now?
I'm in kindergarten and I'm 5.
Well, how is kindergarten? Do you like school?
Yeah.
What did you get to do at kindergarten today?
We didn't do kindergarten today.
Why not?
Because I have 4 days off.
Wow!
Nice long weekend.
Oh, don't tell the elves that. We're working day and night up here.
I don't think we get vacation days in our plan.
Poor Emma and all the elves, they're working so hard. Ask Emma. She just got a new title at the North Pole. Very important elf.
I don't know.
What's your title, Emma?
I'm the super duper effing elf in charge president.
Isn't that something, Dylan? Wow, that's an impressive title. That means she works all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
And you know what? Some of her responsibilities, some of the things she has to do. She's in charge of sending Santa's helpers to your home.
And according to my records, Buddy and Alex are spying on you. Ooh.
That's my elf.
I know, because I sent them there.
That's what Emma sent them to your house. Did you see them today?
Yeah.
Where were they?
They're roasting marshmallows and they were using chopsticks. They're on my bowls, the little bowls.
Emma!
They're going camping, Santa Claus. This isn't fair. They're toasting marshmallows.
Poor Emma's working so hard in the North Pole, and they're toasting marshmallows at your house?
Yeah, with a candle.
That sounds like a fire hazard.
After using a candle, then they blowed it out, maybe. Because I saw some burnt on the marshmallows.
Well, now I want a marshmallow, and I really want to be an elf. Hey, Emma, is that in the job description?
What, marshmallow toasting?
Yes.
It's one of the requirements, but you're not supposed to do it on the job.
So do they move all around your house?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you ever wake up and see them in your bedroom?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Hey, speaking of which, another of Emma's jobs on Christmas Eve, she peeks around to see if your room is nice and neat and clean. Is it?
Yeah.
Picking up all your toys, and do Mom and Dad ask you to do anything else around the house?
Yes, spray the tables and spray the windows.
Wash the windows and wipe the table off?
Mm-hmm.
Mom, can he come to my house?
The North Pole could use some cleaning.
Yeah. Whoa. Windows up there, those little elf fingers all over them. Wow, that's good to hear that you're really helping around the house. And your sister is so sweet and quiet. I bet you never, ever have a fight with Callie, do you?
Well, sometimes she's angry.
But you know what? That always happens between brothers and sisters. Right, Emma? It happens with the elves.
It's true. We do. We don't always get along, but we love each other just the same.
And you get... So you and your sister, what do you do on Christmas Eve? What are some of your traditions before you have to go to sleep on the night that Santa visits your house? Do you wear our Christmas pajamas?
Well, I don't have Christmas pajamas.
Okay, well...
That's okay. You could just put a bow on them and then suddenly Christmas pajamas!
Ta-da!
Ta-da!
That's all... Callie just put a bow on his pajamas, okay? That's all you need. Now, do you leave lots of good food, snacks for Santa Claus?
Yeah!
Ooh, this Santa, should be good, Santa.
You better listen up, Santa.
What do you plan to leave for Santa?
Cookies and a milk and little treat for our elves.
Oh, my.
And carrots for our reindeer.
Oh, very thoughtful, Dylan. Very thoughtful.
All that enthusiasm, Santa. I thought maybe you were going to have a steak dinner. He was very excited there. Now, do you help make the make? Yeah, let's try this again. Do you help make the cookies that you leave for Santa?
Yeah.
Ooh, let me guess. Mom and Callie and you make them, and pretty much you and Callie get to taste them and make sure they're really good?
Yeah.
Okay. Whoa!
That's a good job to have, isn't it, Emma?
Quality control. It's a very important position.
And I bet you Buddy and Alex will help out with that, too. What do you think?
Yeah.
So when you're not at school, are you in any activities? You play any sports?
Well, I played soccer.
Oh, okay. How was your soccer season?
I don't play soccer anymore.
Well, no, because we're in winter time now, so. Right. You gonna play some soccer again next year?
Yeah.
Do you like baseball or football?
I love baseball, but I can't do football. But I do ice hockey.
Oh, ice hockey. Wow. Oh, that's fun.
Do you play the games?
Do you like ice hockey?
Yeah.
Ooh, so you must be a good skater.
Yeah.
You could skate with the elves in the North Pole, right, Emma?
Absolutely. We are excellent ice skaters.
Excellent.
And I have all the stuff that I need for ice hockey.
Oh, maybe we can have him join our league, Santa Claus.
Ooh.
Wonderful idea.
Dylan, you'll be on the elf team in the North Pole.
Hey, we're going to win.
I can't fly.
We'll figure it out. Hey, listen, did you figure out your song for Santa tonight? What are you going to sing? I have a feeling it's going to be good.
The reindeer.
Santa's, if Rudolph's nearby, is Rudolph there?
Is
Rudolph there?
Oh, there he is. Hello, Rudolph.
Hi, Rudolph.
Dylan's going to sing a song for you.
Here we go.
Rudolph the reindeer, happiness that he knows. And if he ever saw it, he would even say, hey, gross. And reindeers, you say, I know him names. They ever off, could I raise her shame? Merry Christmas Eve, Santa Claus is saying,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you drive my sleigh tonight?
Reminders of them, and ice cream.
Yep.
And the red nears reindeer.
Wonderful,
goodness.
Dylan.
What
awesome.
A wonderful choir down there in Sunbury, Miss Ann.
That was
Dylan
great, Santa Claus. Dylan and his backup singers. That was pretty cool. And Rudolph. Sounds like Rudolph loved it, so good job. Now, Dylan, the big moment. What do I want for Christmas?
I don't
Okay, okay. What do you want for Christmas?
I heard that, Miss Anne. No sneaking in your list.
I tried, Emma. So what would you like for Christmas? Do you have a list for Santa?
Yeah.
Okay, Emma, we'll write all this down. What are you hoping to see under your Christmas tree?
A bunch of Hot Wheels.
A bunch of Hot Wheels?
Okay. And I want a truck that its trailer turns into a racetrack for it, and it does crazy backflips.
You'll have fun trying that out, Emma.
Absolutely.
Okay, a truck.
Anything else on your list? Any?
I want a Penn State sweatshirt.
Okay.
And a four-wheeler.
He slid that in there, Santa Claus. A four-wheeler.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
do you like surprises?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my
there you go.
Goodness, Emma. It looks like we ought to look Dylan Barry Probst up in the great big book here at the North Pole.
All right. It says here that Dylan is doing well in kindergarten. So that's really, really good. I hope you have fun in kindergarten. But it says here, Dylan, that you can improve by trying new foods. We talked about this. So make sure you try all of your fun vegetables and foods that you don't know what they are. Because they're you never know. You might end up liking them. Try them. Can you work on that?
I promise.
All right. He's a good boy, Santa Claus.
Oh, my goodness. Let's see what we might have for Dylan here on the old workbench. Oh, my goodness. Look at this. And over here, Emma, he's gonna love this, but don't tell him what it is. And over here, we think we're going to bring him some Hot Wheel cars.
Well, Emma. Dinosaurs cars.
Oh, we're gonna give you a gold star. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, Dylan, let's give you a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Dylan. Merry Christmas. Oh!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Dylan, and your sister Callie, and your whole family. Well, Santa Claus, when we come back, we'll be talking with Alexander Troutman. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Oh, what do you get someone that has everything? What if they don't like the color, the size, the style? I was so confused last year. Not this year. I'm buying my friends and family gift cards from Garfield's Restaurant and Pub. Purchase $25 in gift cards and receive a $5 gift card free. And the more you purchase in gift cards, the more you get free. And I like free. Plus, they have a delicious $10.99 steak special in November through December. Quench your thirst and wash it all down with a refreshing cold Dr. Pepper. Catering is available, too, for your next holiday or party. It's always great times, great tastes at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub in the Susquehanna Valley Mall or online. At garfields.net.
It is at this magical and wondrous time of year when everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One wishes you and your families all the joys this season brings. May your time with family and friends be the source of memories that you will treasure all through the years. Your friends at Oberdorf's Carpet One would like to take this moment to thank you for your business, and they look forward to serving you again in the upcoming new year. May you have a delightful and holiday season and cherish the old and new memories made. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One. So remember as you check your list not once but dozens of times, as you bring out that special decoration or tree that's been in the family for years, as you add new ones the kids just made in school, your friends at Oberdorf's Carpet One just south of Lewisburg on Route 15 want you to know they wish you the very best this holiday season has to give. Merry Christmas and a very happy and healthy new year from everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One. Oberdorf's Carpet One, just south of Lewisburg on Route 15.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. With me now is Mr. Alexander. I want a tooth for Christmas, Troutman. Front tooth, no?
All
yes.
I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
My two front teeth. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
Then I could wish a Merry Christmas.
Come on, Alexander, do it.
Christmas.
Miss Sam, you might want to wipe off the microphone.
You should see, though, Emma, he's got a great smile, just minus the front tooth.
Everybody's in the splash zone at this point.
Well, what did you leave that under your pillow for the Tooth Fairy?
Yes.
What did the Tooth Fairy leave you? He's checking with Mom Santa. How much, Mom? $1.
One gold coin.
Whoa, wow. My, that's a wonderful gift.
That is Santa Claus. I think I'm going to pull a tooth tonight. No,
Tooth
I'm kidding.
Fairy.
Good trade, Alexander.
Tooth Fairy's got the goods.
Yeah. So, Alexander, we got lots of folks that you want to say hello to. You got a big fan club. Who should we say Merry Christmas to? Mom will help you with this list.
My grandma and my aunts and uncles and my cousin. Connor and Laura, Grandma, Eric, Bonnie, Tracy, Pat, and that's it.
Whoa, my goodness, Alexander. Let's just wish the whole group, the whole family, and all of your friends a very Merry Christmas.
Oh! Merry Christmas!
I bet you'll get to spend lots of good time with them when you're on Christmas vacation from school, right?
Yes.
Oh, are you looking forward to that?
Yes.
Well, tell me, what grade are you in?
Second.
Wow. Oh, second grade. What's second grade like? Like, how much homework?
One sheet of homework every week.
Just one day a week, not every night? Just one time a week?
Yeah.
That's not... Oh, Mom said it's every night. Oh,
it's every night.
Oops. How are you working hard, getting some good report cards?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite subject that you don't mind working on? What's your favorite?
Like
math or spelling or reading?
Math.
To give Santa, test his math skills, a little math problem?
Miss Ann, you know this is a problem for me.
Santa.
Remember, he only has 10 fingers and 10 toes. So
Santa, what's 1,000 million times zero?
Whoa, that's easy. Nothing.
I think I know.
At all.
And I'm not correcting Santa, are you?
No. Wait, what did he say?
He gave you the right answer.
A plus.
I got your back, big guy.
I'll put that
no,
right
that
up here.
No, that was right. I checked. I counted all my fingers and toes.
Wait, what is
it? Emma checked. I don't know.
No well, if idea. You multiply anything by zero, it becomes zero.
You were right, Emma.
I know I'm right. I checked.
That's why she is the supreme super-duper elf in charge of everything.
And also yep. a math genius.
A genius. Well, Santa's glad to hear that you're doing so well in school. And it sounds like you like a lot of sports. What else are you involved in?
Baseball, soccer, and I tried football, but I don't like it.
Okay. Just like, you know, if you try vegetables, at least you give it a try, right?
I love vegetables.
Do What's broccoli? Your favorite vegetable?
Yes.
Broccoli, Emma. He loves broccoli.
They're like baby trees.
I like cauliflower,
Those
carrots,
are baby trees, too, but they're white.
Corn, oh. potatoes.
Oh, is it dinner time?
Eggplant.
Yum. They're purple. They're purple on the outside.
We like lots of the same foods, Alexander. So, any little elf-type person poking around your house?
He just came today.
Oh, buddy, we just set him down there.
Oh. Now, is Buddy, like, enjoying food at your house, or is he actually working?
Last year, he did something pretty weird.
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah, that's Buddy for you.
Tell us, can you tell us?
Yeah. So, when we came home, he was on Grinch on special features. The two remotes were behind him, and he was eating marshmallows.
Whoa!
Sounds like a movie night.
Having movie night on the job, Emma. I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, wow. I bet that's fun having Buddy there, though, right?
Yeah.
Now, you have a nice song for Santa. You want to see if that red-nosed person or animal is still there?
Rudolph, are you there?
Rudolph, oh, my goodness. Now, Rudolph, calm down. You're going to be excited.
Would you like to ask Emma for a special drum roll for your song?
Drum roll, please. Drum
roll, please. All right. I haven't done this in a little bit. Take it away, Alexander!
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw him, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeer loved him as he shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Whoa! Yay, very nice. That was really good.
That's the fastest Rudolph. Oh, my goodness. That was wonderful, Alexander.
No, there's paw prints on the ceiling.
You hear that? Rudolph's all over the magic radio room. Well, that was excellent, Alexander. Now, are you ready to tell Santa what are you hoping he puts in the sleigh for you this year?
Some, like, video games for my 3DS, some Hot Wheels, some Legos, and some action figures, and that's it.
Well, how about a few surprises? Emma, let's take a look here in the great big book and see what Alexander has been up to this year.
All right. It says here that Alexander's doing well in spelling and math and his behavior class. That's really, really good. But it says here, Alexander, that you could improve on your reading. So the more you read, books are great. They're like movies for your brain. You should read them as much as you can. And then also listening to your mom. Miss Anne, I request some elf ears.
I'm on it, Emma.
All right.
Push your ears forward, both of them.
See these?
He's doing it.
Those are your elf ears, and they are for listening. I know you have them because Miss Anne showed you. They are for listening. Can you listen to Mom and Dad, please?
Yes.
All right. Here's your boy, Santa Claus.
My goodness, then. Let's see what we have on the old workbench here. Oh, my goodness. Look at this, Emma. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
He's gonna love that. Oh, oh, oh. And over here, a big pile of surprises. And oh, my goodness, let's take him some Hot Wheels.
All right.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Oh, let's give Alexander Troutman a great, big, gold star. Merry Christmas, Alexander. Merry Christmas. Oh!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Alexander. By the way, that's an awesome Christmas sweater. Well, Santa Claus, when we return, we'll be talking with a lovely little Sadie Jane Wren. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK Eagle 107, and you can also listen to us online.
Good job. Making your list and checking it twice? Stop by Gracie's for everything nice. Whether it's a snowman, Santa, or Christmas bouquet, call Gracie's Flowers with delivery same day. Give sparkle. Give sweet. Give Gracie's to the neighbor down the street, the babysitter, mail carrier, and those that deliver our news. Give Gracie's to them to chase away the blues. For everything to deck the halls, Gracie's has wreaths and centerpieces to spruce up the walls. A gift from Gracie's surely will please and put your holiday budget worries at ease. Grab the family and head to Gracie's this season. It's the merriest place for a terrific selection of gifts for any reason.
With extended holiday hours, Gracie's Flowers is now open from 8:30 till 7 through December 22nd. Closed on Sundays and closing at 4 on Christmas Eve. Gracie's Flowers, 901 North Market Street, or online at gracie'sflowers.com. Open late to make it convenient for you.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. With me now is Sadie Jane Wren. Hi, Sadie.
Hi.
Love your name. And I am loving that Christmas hat. Wow.
Thank you.
That is so cool. It's like, it has some metal, almost like a hanger inside of it. It's really cool, Santa Claus. It's a twist on your hat, Santa.
I'll bet it looks beautiful. I'll get a picture from Buttons when we get the chance.
So, Buttons is at your house?
Yes.
Whoa, so he'll be sending Santa a picture of you in your hat. How is Buttons? Did you have a chance to see him today?
Yeah.
Where was he?
I forget.
He's good at that. He's very good at hiding.
She thinks, her sister said the kitchen table, Santa. So I'm suspecting he was likes to be very close to the refrigerator and food.
Yeah.
Those are hungry elves you send, Santa Claus.
Of course they are. Oh, my. They're growing elves.
So, Sadie, you have some family listening. Who's listening to Talk to Santa on the Magic Radio?
My baby brother, Danny, and my aunt, Erica.
Well, my goodness, let's wish Danny and Erica a very, very Merry Christmas.
So how old is your baby brother?
Two.
You are a big sister.
Yep.
Wow, is that a lot of work?
Yeah.
Especially at two. I bet he's a lot of fun and he's moving all around, right?
Yeah.
Do you have your Christmas tree up yet?
Yeah.
How is he doing around the Christmas tree?
Good.
You know, no little incidents like mistletoe when they caused in the North Pole with the tree?
No.
Crash, bang, boom?
No. No.
Okay. Oh, so you like being a big sister?
Yeah.
He'll be so fun Christmas morning. Who do you think will be the first one up on Christmas morning?
Me.
You? Do you and your sister share a bedroom?
Yeah.
I bet. Is it hard for you both to fall asleep on Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
How about on a school night? Now, you're in school, right?
Yeah.
Tell Santa, what grade are you in, and how's your school year?
Good.
Great.
Kindergarten.
Oh, that's a tough year in school.
Do you get any homework in kindergarten?
No.
No? What's a day like at kindergarten? What do you get to do? Because boys and girls tell me it's really fun. Is it fun?
Yeah.
So what are some of the things that you do?
Activities.
Like which activities? What do you get to do?
Paint.
Draw?
Uh-huh.
Do you practice songs? Do you have music class?
Yeah.
And when you're drawing and painting, have you been working on anything special for Santa?
Yeah.
Grinch Day? What's this? Tell Santa, tell me about this. What's Grinch Day?
Like you have to wear green, and we do fun activities, and we watch the Grinch.
Oh,
that sounds like fun.
That sounds like a lot of fun. That's one of my favorite movies. Isn't that a great movie?
Yeah.
So you were all dressed up in green?
Yeah.
And, well, the reason I was asking if you're painting Santa a special picture, he loves those, and he takes all the artwork back and puts them on the refrigerator in the North Pole.
Mmm.
It's a very large refrigerator.
Santa gets lots of pictures, don't you, Santa Claus?
Oh, my goodness, yes, but we love each and every one.
Everybody's got their spot.
Now tell Santa and Emma you've got lots of animals at your house. Tell us about the animals. What are their names? What are they and what are their names?
There's a bunny and cats.
And cats.
What's the bunny's name?
Oreo.
Oreo?
Is he or she black and white?
Yeah.
Okay.
I bet she's so cute.
Do the cats chase after the bunny?
Sometimes.
Just to play, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think the cats will chase after elves?
Maybe.
We'll protect Emma.
Emma gets a little catnip. Afraid of furry things that run after her.
Nope, I'm just going to bring catnip.
Hey, do the cats behave around your tree?
Yeah.
Oh, you only have one? Because you heard what Mistletoe did in the North Pole to the tree. Sorry, we're not supposed to talk about that. I forgot. Oops.
I'm letting the elves pick that up. I'm not fixing it.
Okay.
I didn't do it.
I'm with you, Emma. I'm with you. So, Sadie, you're singing some Christmas songs in school and music class?
Some.
Is there one that you will sing now for Santa and Emma? Oh, here's a special song coming your way from Sadie Santa.
Oh, my. Let's hear it, Sadie Jane.
All I want for Christmas is a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles or rhinoceroses. All I want is a hippopotamus. And hippopotamuses love me too.
Yay!
Oh, that was awesome.
That's the first hippopotamus we've heard this year. Oh, it did so well.
Hippopotamus for Christmas. Only hippopotamus will do.
Sadie, Emma loves that song. That was great. Now, are you ready to tell Santa what are you hoping for Christmas?
A scooter. A blanket.
Special kind of blanket? A special color or?
A panda one.
A panda blanket? Okay.
And a dollhouse. And dolls.
Dolls, okay. And should we ask Santa to add some surprises to your list?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Let's take a look in Santa Claus's great big book. And see what it says about Sadie Jane Wren.
All right, it says here that Sadie is doing well with helping Mommy clean the house. That's really good. But it says here now, Sadie, you could improve on not whining when you don't get your way. Can you make sure that you don't whine when you don't get your way?
Yeah.
All right. She's a good girl, Santa Claus.
That was good to hear. Well, let's see what Santa is bringing for Sadie on Christmas morning. Look at this. Oh, she's going to love this, Emma. And look at this over here. And, look at that. A panda blanket.
Wow.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Sadie Jane Wren a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Sadie. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Sadie. Well, Santa Claus, when we come back, we'll be talking with Sadie's older sister, Charlotte Wren. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK, Eagle 107, and you can also listen to us online.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even your spouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, waiting for a gift from Frau Strollers to be there. Your wife was nestled all snug in your bed, while visions of diamonds danced in her head. Suddenly, outside there arose such a clatter. You sprang from your bed to see what was the matter. When what to your wondering eyes should appear, but a bald-headed man saying, "Hi, Dan Frostafoss Strollers here." Dan whistled and shouted, and called from your list. Now diamonds, now sapphire, now emeralds and rubies, on rings, on pendants, on bracelets and earrings. He was dressed to the nines with a handful of jewels, and with a grin said, "Don't worry, guys, I'll bring you some tolls." And you heard Dan exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all from Foss Jewelers." That's right,
Foss Jewelers. We're located on Route 522 in Salesgrove and online at fossjewelers.com.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. With me now is a little gymnast Santa Claus, Charlotte Wren. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi.
You and your sister have been so well behaved and quiet here in the Magic Radio Room. Are you two always like this?
No.
Good answer.
At least she's honest.
What was that, Emma?
I said, at least she's honest about it.
I know, right? We would be shocked if two sisters, you know, were this quiet all the time. No way that happens. So you two share a room.
Hmm? Yeah.
Who has to be in charge of making sure your room is clean? You both?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Whose side is cleaner?
So we have bunk beds.
Bunk beds, okay. Oh, your sister's on the top. Does she try to keep you awake every night?
Kind of, yes.
Kind of, yeah. I bet. I see a little silliness in her, I'm sure. Especially on Christmas Eve. What do you two do on Christmas Eve?
We get Santa's milk and cookies ready. Aww. And we spread some carrots and stuff for the reindeer.
So do you help Mom bake the cookies?
Sometimes.
What are some of your favorite cookies, your Christmas cookies, do you like?
Chocolate chip.
Oh, my goodness.
Yum!
Mine, too.
There you go, Charlotte. You know what you need to make for Santa. Hey, Emma, she has got the coolest Christmas hat.
Oh, yeah? I need a fashion update.
It is. Can you tell her?
It's red, but trimmed in leopard.
Ooh, sassy.
It is sassy,
it's
Emma.
It's a sassy
it's so
hat.
Cute. So cute and sassy. That would look really cute on Emma, don't you think?
Yeah.
So your sister was telling us you have a bunny and a cat. So do you have to help around the house? You have to help take care of the pets?
Yeah.
What do you have to do?
I have to feed them. And for treats, sometimes I give the bunny carrots.
Can you hold the bunny a lot? Is the bunny very tame?
He's a little frightened still. We got him a few months ago.
Oh, so he's still getting adjusted to being in your house. They are so cute. And Oreo.
Yeah.
Does he wiggle his nose?
Yeah.
Does he?
You know what? I know that bunnies like pets right between the ears.
Yeah.
Is that where you pet Oreo? Right between the ears?
Yeah.
And is your cat very friendly? Like, does the cat sleep in your room? Or?
I have a cat named Fluffy, and she always follows my dad around.
Sounds like your dad has a cat named Fluffy.
Is Dad in charge of taking care of Fluffy?
Yeah.
Has he been good this year?
Yes.
How about Mom?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-oh. You didn't hear that, Santa. Sadie's starting to sing like a bird.
I hear some dissent in the ranks.
We got to deflect, Emma.
Got to deflect. Yep. Move it on.
So tell Emma you are into gymnastics.
Yeah.
How often do you get to go to gymnastics?
Once a week.
Have you been doing that for a long time, like a year or two? Or? Do you like it?
Yeah.
I know Emma, she does gymnastics in the North Pole, don't you, Emma?
I do. I have my own little sparkly leotard.
Do you have sparkly leotards?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, you look so cute in those. Tell Emma we were doing a little bit of her elf yoga, weren't we?
Yeah.
Oh, did you do downward facing Santa?
We didn't do that one.
No, we didn't do that one.
Reindeer lotus.
No, that's another good one we have to try, Emma.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Well, now that we have Emma nice and calm and Santa, they're ready. I bet if you sing a song, she may even fall asleep. No, we don't want her to fall asleep. But are you ready for your song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul. With a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be. And the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me.
Yay!
That was Charlotte's special version. I loved it. That was wonderful.
He's right outside the window here, Charlotte. And Frosty heard your song and he loved it.
Was he dancing, Santa?
Oh, a little bit. He falls apart if he dances too much.
He does the snowball shuffle. It's okay.
Picture that, Charlotte. He can't really get down and get silly, but he moved a little. Well, that was very nice. That was the first time we had that this year, Santa, too. That was a special song. Now, Charlotte, would you like a drum roll?
Yeah. Drum roll, please.
All right. Let's go to the list, Charlotte.
What would you like for Christmas this year?
I would like some ice skates, a clubhouse, and a LOL dollhouse, and...
Your sister's whispering something. Think of anything else, or should we ask Santa to put surprises on the list?
To put surprises on the list.
Well, my goodness, Charlotte. Let's take a look at this great big book here. It's right beside Sadie's name.
Yep, there it is.
Charlotte Wren.
All right. It says here that Charlotte's doing well in school. That's really good. But you could improve on keeping your room clean. Okay, Christmas night, I am the official room inspector. It better be clean. Can you do that for me, Charlotte?
Yeah.
All right, she's a good girl, Santa Claus.
Well, my. Let's take a look on the workbench. Oh, my goodness. This is a big, big pile of surprises right beside Sadie's. And, oh, let's bring Charlotte an easy bake oven for
yum
chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah! Oh,
I forgot that.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Charlotte a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Charlotte Wren. Merry Christmas. Oh!
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It was so nice to have you here. Charlotte, Merry Christmas to you and your entire family. Well, Santa Claus, he's been waiting so patiently. When we return, we'll be talking with Mr. Max Mainz. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK, Eagle 107, and you can also listen to us online.
Tradition that dates back over 100 years. Fisher's Boston Pierogies has been supplying families for generations with the best pierogies in the business. As indicated by many accounts over the years, it is the love they put into their pierogies that makes them so very special. And they're not afraid to tell you that that is their secret. Every single pierogi has a touch of love inside, just like Mom and Grandma always included in their homemade favorites. Fisher's Boston Pierogies has an extensive line of flavors as well as traditional pierogies year-round. Check some of these flavors out. The original potato and cheese, sweet cabbage, sauerkraut, loaded baked potato pierogi, hot cheese and potato, Philadelphia cheesesteak, meatball parmesan, roasted garlic and parsley mashed, and that's just some of the pierogi flavors available at Fisher's Boston Pierogies. Check them out, 401 North Shamokin Street in Shamokin. Open Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4. They're also online at fishersboston.com and Fisher's Boston Pierogies on Facebook.
Happy holidays from your friends at Service First. Since 1975, Service First Federal Credit Union has been helping its members achieve their financial goals. We've been there when you bought your first car, when you headed off to college, decided to purchase your home, started your business, and even planned for your retirement. As your local credit union, we're looking forward to continuing this tradition. We've got you covered, no matter what may pop up along the way. Whether you're in one of our 11 branch locations or out and about in the community, our credit union team shares 7 core values that ensure our focus is always to strengthen the financial lives of our members and the communities that we call home. Learn more today. Visit serviceone.org. That's serviceone.org. And see why at Service First, we're friends you can bank on. This credit union is federally insured by the NCUA and is an equal housing lender.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. Last but not least is Mr. Max Mainz, and it's his very first time in the Magic Radio. Hi, Max.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Welcome, Max. Welcome to the Magic Radio.
Ta-da.
Ta-da.
Hi, Santa.
Well, my goodness, Max. Welcome to the North Pole in Sunbury, Pennsylvania. Just like being here.
Well, Santa Claus, we are talking to a four-year-old, Max. But that's going to change on December 13th, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Max, sounds like you're going to be 11 years old.
No, five.
Oh, my goodness, I got that wrong. Well, Merry Christmas.
I'm going to be five, right, Dad?
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Sometimes Santa isn't the best with math.
Missing, this is why I have the math problems.
Yeah, that's why Emma helps him. So 5 years old, well, happy birthday. Do you already have it planned? Do you know what you're going to do?
Yeah.
Can you tell us?
Eat birthday cake?
Yeah.
Have balloons?
Yeah.
No, not eat balloons.
No, not eat them. Have balloons. Just like there. Being balloons.
What kind of birthday cake are you hoping that you get?
Chocolate? Strawberry.
Strawberry.
Let's see, Emma. That's on the 13th, but I'm thinking the cake will be gone by the time you and Santa are here on Christmas.
Ah, darn.
They would love some birthday cake.
Yeah, we will leave some out.
So are you going to get to spend time with your friends on your birthday?
Yeah.
Are you going anywhere for a party?
No, we're just going to stay home.
Oh, that's going to be so much fun. Well, we'll be thinking about you on your birthday. How about a little birthday in advance, Emma?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Max. Happy birthday to you.
Whoa.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
That was happy awesome. Birthday. Wow. So tell Santa Claus you get to go to a preschool to daycare.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you like that?
Yeah.
What do you get to do? I bet you get to play a lot.
Yeah.
Is there circle time?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you do in circle time?
We do days in a week and actually do a state in our songs and PA time and then we get up and play, and after when we're done playing, we go to bed, we go to nap time, and then when we wake up in the morning, read a book, and read a story.
We have the full itinerary, Santa Claus!
And watch something on the TV.
Wow!
Oh, my goodness.
I think he's actually busier than the elves.
Oh, he's
Might
at
be.
Least as busy.
Max, do you have a song to sing for Santa?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Sing your special song.
I'm Mr. White Christmas. I'm Mr. Snow. I'm Mr. Icicle. I'm Mr. Tenbio. Friends call me Snow Miser. Whatever I touch turns to snow in my kiosk. I'm too much.
Ba-dum bum bum. All right!
Oh my goodness, Max. That was wonderful. The Snow Miser loves that.
Mr. Snow. He's Mr. Icicle. He's Mr. Tenbio.
Yay!
Call me Snow Miser. Whatever I touch turns to snow in my kiosk. I'm too much.
Bum bum bum. Yay!
Well, Emma
nice
is
job!
Ready. But, can we finish your song after? Santa's ready to hear what you want for Christmas.
I want prayer. Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels? Okay.
Yeah. And a toy truck.
Okay.
And a big dinosaur present.
A big dinosaur present.
Oh, my goodness.
And actually. And,
oh.
Surprises. My goodness. Max Maines, 4 years old in the big book.
All right, there he is. It says here that he's doing well with everything, especially being very well behaved. That's really good. Now, it says here, Max, that you could improve by waiting for your turn to talk, okay? Can you work on that?
Yeah.
All right, he's a good boy, Santa Claus.
Goodness. Let's see what's on the big old workbench. Oh, my goodness, look at this. And over here, some more surprises. And what a fine, fine young man. We're bringing him some Lincoln Logs. Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Max Maines a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Max. Merry Christmas. Oh,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Miss Ann. Merry Christmas, everybody in Sunbury. Merry Christmas, Matt Augustine. Oh,
bye-bye, Santa.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Santa.
Talk to Santa has been sponsored by Foss Jewelers, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, Gracie's Flowers and Gifts, the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, Oberdorf Carpet One, Service First Federal Credit Union, Silver Moon Furniture, Taste of Philly, and Fisher's Boston Pierogies.
Tune in each weeknight at 6 during the holiday season for Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.